There's 8,000 head, and it's on, used on five barns.
What's the turnover? How quickly do you turn over the cattle?
It depends on the size of the animals we get in. We would say one and a half times. That's what we'd say, 1.5-time turnover. It depends on what the size of the animal that comes in. Some cattle are on feed for 8 months, some are on feed for 4 months. So it just depends.
Where do you get the cattle in from?
They all come from Western Canada, from Saskatchewan. So they have actually a 38-hour drive on a truck.
And where do you sell them from here?
We sell them from here. They go to Guelph, and that's about a 2.5-hour drive to the slaughter plant.
And from there, are they exported or sold domestically?
There's some domestically, but I would say a lot of it is exported, either to Russia, Korea, some to the United States, basically all over the place.
What sort of price do you get for your beef?
It depends yearly on the price. The prices right now are really good because of the export markets that opened up, and the whole food industry has gone up, and beef has actually gone with it. So it's excellent. It's about time.
How much are you getting?
We're getting right now about $1.80 a pound for a dressed hanging carcass. So that $1.80 to $1.85, and the market is going higher.
It's very different here than in Australia. We have all our cattle in big paddocks, but you here have them in barns. Yeah. Just explain how many cattle per barns and why do you need to do that?
Because of the rainfall. We get a lot of rainfall. We average 30 inches a year rainfall, and we can't put them in paddocks because for mud reasons. And when they're in a barn, they're controlled more, and the environment is controlled, and our rate of gain is constant, averaging around 3.2 to 3.5 on a steer per day. So each day he'll gain 3.5 pounds.
You say $150 a head profit. What are most of your costs?
Building, machinery, repair, all that has to come off. But right at this moment, these cattle that we're shipping out are $150 profit, and when we take all our other costs off.
What are your biggest input, your most costly?
Feed, would be feed.
So your most costly inputs are feed?
Yeah, the inputs, yeah, feed. Feed's the biggest cost of the steer. And then interest is low, because interest rates are low. And but it's the feed. And then your overhead, that's your buildings, you know, that all has to be paid for. We usually figure about a 10 cents yardage fee on each steer. 10 cents a pound a gain is for yardage. That's to maintain the buildings. And that's what we charge to the steer.
How big is your cropping enterprise?
9,400 acres. That's what we farm. Soybeans, corn, edible beans, and wheat.
You have a lot of machinery here.
Yes.
Why the need for so much machinery?
Well, to cover that many acres, we have to put the crop and harvest in a real short time. I know in Australia, they have a lot more time frame to harvest. We have to deal with rainfall all the time, so we got to go in there and plant quick, and we got to go in there and harvest quick because sometimes they don't give you many days.
What are your grain prices? What are you getting?
Excellent right now. Corn price is $7 a bushel. Edible beans are good. Wheat's good. Everything is really good. It's really good. It's unbelievable what's happening worldwide, actually.
So your grain prices are good. Your beef prices are good. Yeah. You're in a good situation at the moment.
Good situation to be in there. Enjoy it. Pay down some debt. Because things don't last.
So, do you have a lot of debt?
We have a lot of debt. Yeah, to build an operation this size, it takes a lot of borrowed money. And cattle, because of the nature of the beast, it takes a lot of money to purchase those cattle.
Are you able to tell us what sort of debt level?
Oh, we have a lot of debt.